T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're right back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
Turns out I can be wrong.
Well, you were right about Tatum and Kyrie the other day.
What do you mean? Oh, about taking Tatum.
Our little bet. You had that right the other day.
I need help. I'm asking for help. Asking for help from you guys. I have a veterinarian problem.
Oh.
You guys know about this, but I'm dealing with something outside of work. I adopted a 15-month-old dog last summer. She's the light of my life. She came from a neglect situation in Texas. I'm a hero. But... I just learned that she has a treatable pre-existing condition linking back to the neglect situation I got her from. Blanket statement here, I am treating her. Like, no matter what your guys' advice is, the advice I receive, I will fully treat this dog. She is my entire world in a pathetic way. But...
You're not going to do your own research.
No. Well, I did do a little of my own research. There is some of my own research happening here. Okay. So when I got the diagnosis from this vet, I did my own research. And I found out that the vet that I go to, that I've taken her to maybe 5 times now in the last year, really should have tested for this condition last summer when I first brought her in and I gave them her history. And not only that, but when I talked to you yesterday, mm-hmm. I said, oh, I just got the quote for this treatment. They sent me 3 different options.
I have had that in the past with my dog, but usually that relates to, and I haven't seen the quote that you got. Usually that relates to like different levels of, you know, pain medication and things like they'll do, you know, the different higher levels of care that they could do when they knock your dog out, basically.
Okay.
If your dog needs to be knocked out. That's been my experience with different
thought
quotes.
I got 3 different quotes. It was 3 different steps in the process.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So these aren't an either or. This is all 3.
The treatment for this I've been quoted 3 times. The expense that I saw in my own research online.
Aye, aye, aye.
Again, blanket statement, I'm treating the dog. Like, the dog will be fully treated no matter what. If this is the only place that I can figure out to treat the dog, she will be fully treated. I've talked to some of my friends who have gone through their dog having the same condition, and I've come to the conclusion that I might be a mark. I might be a mark for this vet. I show that I love my dog too much. I think I come in and I fawn over the dog. I also think that my vet might be a little dog discriminatory, discriminating.
Oh, towards all dogs or just certain breeds of dogs?
Well, like you, certain breeds of dogs.
Certain breeds of dogs are a-holes.
Because
that's why I say that.
Someone, the vet
tech... Now, what breeds of dog, Arcand, are you biased against?
Huskies.
Oh.
Specifically huskies.
Huskies are they just don't listen to you. They don't do anything you want. I had a roommate in college who had a husky.
They're very smart. My sister-in-law has a husky.
They're very smart, but they're not smart in like a cool way that's like fun for you, because they just do whatever they want and they get out of their leash and they run away and they're
cool,
just
like hop on a skateboard.
Yeah. So I didn't know this. So Arcand hates your dog.
Hop on a skateboard.
I haven't actually met Meg's dog, and I do like huskies, but they're a-holes.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It doesn't sound like you do.
They're fine. I mean, I like them, but I just know they can be a-holes.
When I brought my dog in last time for this diagnosis, like when I was trying to get the diagnosis, the vet tech said, oh, she's so nice, she's so chill, And the vet goes, yeah, for a husky.
Oh.
And I didn't like that.
Like a little judgy, like your vet's a regular Arcan over there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm outsourcing this.
Who'd know
to
better
you,
than a vet?
Do I go, I feel like I don't like this vet anymore. And I don't, I'm already one.
May I ask a question? Is the vet, is it easy for you to get to? Is it just like
not
the closest vet?
No.
Okay.
It's just where I started. It was in the previous neighborhood I was living in when I adopted Killington.
And so you decided to stick with the same vet.
So I was like, well, they have all her paperwork and everything. Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking they should have tested her for this last summer. They didn't. And now this quote is three times what I expected to pay.
They saw you coming a mile
three
away.
I know. Yeah. So do I go out and I shop around for another vet that is supposed to be more reasonable? Or do I, or that might be more reasonable and spend time doing that? This isn't like an emergency, urgent situation. I can spend
maybe
a week or two figuring it out. But, or do I just continue down the road with Dance the one that brought me.
Maybe we get Meg-splaining.
And misdiagnosed my dog.
Meg-splaining sponsored by
Banfield Pet Hospital.
Yeah, exactly. Or like Angel or something like that. Maybe we just get it sponsored. And now it's quid pro quo. Maybe that's what it is. You know, maybe
I'll
shop
my
that's
dog out for that.
Is that Plugola? I don't think that's Plugola. I think that should be
Plugola. Plugola.
Yeah.
What's Plugola?
That's that.
What's Plugola?
Oh, well, that's got to be a joke.
Someone didn't redo their Odyssey training.
I don't. Sorry. I got a lot of those overdue, by the way.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
I've got a lot.
So that's my solution. But no, I shop around for another vet. Sure, why not? We switch vets. We switch vets. During the pandemic, they outsourced all of their dental stuff. My dog needed a tooth pulled. And they were no longer having they'd have a dentist come in like once a week where we were taking him. And they no longer were doing that during the pandemic. So we had to go get this tooth pulled. And we went to another vet and we liked it. And we just kept going there. That's all.
Why did your dog have to get a tooth pulled?
Yeah, I don't know. After a while, their teeth start to get gross.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Arcan, do you have a vet?
No. Yes.
You have a cat,
right?
Cat, you're a cat
yeah.
guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like cat vet is different, though. No offense.
I feel like it's way different.
It's like, it seems do you take your much cat? Less labor.
I brought the cat different. To the vet a couple of times.
Do you take your cat once a year?
The two times I went, the main thing they did was trim the cat's nails. Yeah. That was, it was a
can't
whole
do
production.
That at home?
I don't know how to do that.
Your wife can't
no,
do
No, you know
that?
Why? Because
do you
she
trim
has
the,
like a,
do you
has
trim
like
the
a
husky's
curly
nails?
One. She has like a curly nail.
I run her, so she gets kind of a natural.
Clickety clacks just get knocked down?
No, she just gets filed down on the sidewalks.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
She clicks and clacks around, though. Hmm. I don't know. So I'm in a bit of a conundrum. I guess I'm going to try to find a different vet. You can hit me up, DM me on Instagram at Mega Waffles.
Yep.
22. You can find me there.
That was your lacrosse nickname, Mega Waffles.
No, that was just
Mega.
I don't know why I made that then.
But you are. So there's
ask 26-year-old me.
There's no question about the diagnosis because that would be my first.
There
thing.
Is a question about the
okay,
diagnosis
yeah.
too. So it's
shop,
like
shop around. If
there's
that's the
two
term
different.
We're gonna use.
It's like, this is the other thing. Is like
and you're not requesting ideas on how to make a quick buck on the side. You're not suggesting. I wouldn't open that up.
What do you
in
mean?
Your in your deal, like
with
hey,
my dog,
hey,
like I'm gonna model my dog.
No,
out?
No, like I need some money.
You're not opening
up your DMs
no,
for
no,
any
no,
suggestions
no, no,
on that.
No. Look, like at the end of the day, I can afford what they quoted me, but if
yeah,
I
just,
can save,
if I can not pay it, I'd like to not
two
pay
grand.
Sure,
I'm probably gonna try to do that.
Sure,
because that's just not what I was expecting. To open it. I legitimately showed it to you yesterday and said, this is so weird.
You're like, that's
they
weird.
Gave
they gave
me
three different quotes.
Three different, and you, were
you
like,
did say that.
You were like, that's not so weird. Then I went home and I looked at it and I go, this isn't three different quotes. This is three different vet visits.
I've gotten different quotes and my wife always gets upset. I go with the high quote because it's a humble brag. I go with the high quote because they're like, oh, well, we're going to give you the dog the good anesthesia and all this other stuff with the anesthesia. And I'm like, why would I want to give him the crappy one? I do the high quote. You're going to knock my dog out. I'm going with the high quote. Why would I go with the bad one?
Otherwise, you just hit him with a tack hammer.
Yeah, I'm like,
knock him out for a half hour.
What happened if something happened to the dog? I cheaped out and the dog got the bad anesthesia and didn't make it through. I'd feel horrible.
Arcan would like that for Killington.
Otherwise, you're going to get a rag soaked in ether and cover the dog's nose. And then we're going to do the procedure.
It depends on
for
the
for just $25 more dollars, though, we'll use actual
anesthetic.
In the
middle of surgery, the dog's paws start twitching like it's waking up because it's dreaming about rabbits.
All right, so that's
so cute.
So that's your question.
Wasn't exactly Meg explaining. That was Meg asking.
Yeah,
Yeah. So sometimes that'll happen from time to time. I got to be honest, when I get something stuck in my brain, and this is all I could think about this morning, other than our scary photo shoot, which made me uncomfortable just because I'm not good at that kind of thing. And I feel like I come in and people assume that because I'm the girl that I'll like to pose and things. And you saw me. I was like, tell me what to do. I don't know. I can't move my body.
Who is the most photogenic out of us three? I think I got to go Arkin.
I was told that I was.
You were told that?
By the photographer.
Who told you that? Somebody told you that?
The photographer told me.
Well, they didn't tell me, which means it wasn't me. I know that.
There is something different about me.
I was not told that.
All I know is my picture can't possibly be worse. Can't possibly be worse than the picture I showed you guys from like 10 years ago.
They did a photo shoot
in the same room, and they took 600 pictures, and they finally found one that we can work
with. They picked, it looks like you're grinding your teeth.
It's the worst picture I've ever taken, and I acknowledge I don't give these photographers much to work with. I acknowledge that. I know they have to like sift through hundreds and hundreds of photos just to even get anything halfway presentable, but that's the best they could get.
You better like
these because they are not going to change them for at least another 10 years.
Yep. No, we're stuck with these. Whatever we did today, we're stuck with these.
Text line puts it best. The trust is gone between me and this vet.
Trust is gone between you and your vet.
It's just going to be too hard to rebuild.
Haven't they gotten the gender wrong?
That's the other thing. This vet misgenders my dog every time he calls me.
Might be time to get a new vet.
She's been there five times, and they don't know if the dog is a boy or girl.
Get your dog pronouns right, would you? Jesus. So that's Megsplaining each and every day here on Jones and Mego with vitamin C.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.